Welcome back, guys, to the 32nd episode of the Forever Brawl podcast. I'm your host, Jordan, and today we're going to be looking at some very, kind of important stuff going set of Brawl Stars. So, if you haven't seen this already, Crying Man and Hyra have really kind of developed a rivalry, let's just say. So, I think that Hyra has just been firing away at this poor man, Crying Man, and I feel like I'm taking Crying Man's side on this. I'm gonna go over this in the episode, but I'll ask the question, whose side are you on, Hyra's or Crying Man's? So I think I'm gonna lean towards Crying Man, and it's not just because I'm in his same region, North America, but I feel like this guy is just getting fired away at, by Hyra. Hyra's just been ruthless these past 3 days. So, Crying Man, I feel bad for you. Let's get right into this. Okay, to start off, I just want to say that I think they're both awesome players, and I think they are some of the best content creators for Brawl Stars, some of the best players out there, and I honestly feel like these guys are some of the best to ever play the game. So if you haven't known this, Hyra just got 1 million subscribers, I want to say a few months ago, but Crying Man has like 960,000. So he's nearing that. I am subscribed to Crying Man, and I might unsubscribe from Hyra just because of how mean he's been these past few days. But yeah, I need to do that soon. So get Hyra back under 1 million, please. I would want to see this happen. Punish him for these mean things he's done to Crying Man. So yeah, to start off, I just want to say that Hyra says, so I'm going to be doing this from Hyra's perspective, and then starting off what Hyra says. So Hyra says Crying Man likes all the guys that is saying Hyra is toxic. So, he's laughing with them and saying that he's talking behind his back. So I searched YouTube and couldn't find anything that supports this. So I think Crying Man is a nice guy, and I don't think he would like anyone that says Hyra is toxic. And I feel like he he might have unpinned that or something, like his likes from Hyra's videos, but I don't think he would spend time going around upvoting these comments that are saying this. So I don't think he has time for that. He has better things to do than like dumb comments. But yeah, so also Hyra says that Crying Man never mentions him in his videos, so this really triggers me. He's not gonna praise you for getting 70k. Cool, you got 70k, awesome. The community is very happy for you, and you're one of the first to ever do this, but you're not the only one, to be fair. There's a few other players that got it, such as Cube, and I don't think Equat got it, but he was pretty close. Actually, he might have, I'm not sure, but yeah. So, he did a whole video with him spotlighting him. He says his name, and Hyra is in a very good spot. I'm sure he's making plenty of money off of YouTube, and I think he's in a great spot right now, but I don't really think he should be complaining about his position right now. But yeah, so he did a whole video with Hyra spotlighting him, and he didn't even have to do that in the first place. He also, goes on to say that when he mentions a good BB player, whenever Crying Man talks about a good BB player, which he basically never does. I don't think he's ever done a video covering a good BB player, and he apparently never mentioned him in that imaginary video. So, so he's not gonna mention some jerk that is firing away at him for something he didn't do. Didn't praise him for 70k, so Hyra is toxic, honestly. But yeah, you can't really expect people to say that you're good. That's not an expected thing. You kind of just gotta know that you can't expect someone to praise you. You do something amazing. Let's say you, I don't know, you, say you do something amazing. I don't have a good example on the top of my head, but you can't expect people to say you're amazing. Like, you've just got to, if someone says thank you, you accept it, and you accept it, and you just don't really reminisce on it. But Hyra is very sore that Crying Man didn't congratulate him when he actually did. Also, for when he got 60k, Crying Man congratulated Hyra. So, like I said, I don't like this guy very much, and yeah. So, like, when you get 70k, you do it for yourself. You don't do it for the comment section or Discord or whatever freaking, like, thing you're doing it for. Like, you do it for the accomplishment, for your profile page or whatever. But, yeah, you don't do it for other people to, like, praise you. It's not the type of thing that a solid person would do. So, yeah, sorry, I'm getting pretty rambling about this, but yeah, so sorry, just hang with me. But yeah, so also, moving on, Hyra says that Crying Man posts a video about him beating him. So he did, Crying Man, I watched the video, did a video where he posted a 1v1 versus Hyra. Doesn't say at all that I beat Hyra. That's, it doesn't say that at all. And he he shows the parts where he beats him most of the time, but not like in the highlights, you know. But for the majority of the time, it's just gameplay. And from my point of view, I think Crying Man was dominating him. So I don't think that Hyra is in a good spot to do this. And I think if they run it back, do the 1v1 again, Crying Man would win. So I think Crying Man would win if they did a grudge match. But yeah, you might be going for Hyra, and you might just not like my comments. But yeah, so also, he's not gonna show the parts where he lost. Like, that doesn't make you look good. Like, say Crying Man beats an average player in a game, which he does many, 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 many times. He's probably beaten an average player thousands of times, but he's not going to make a video about it because no one cares. But when you beat Hyra, that's an accomplishment. You should take that as a compliment, Hyra. When he does a video about him beating you, don't take that as, like someone being mean to you. Like, just take it as a compliment. Like, I beat a great player. That's basically calling you a great player. So I think Hyra should honestly take that as a compliment. I know this might not make sense, but, like, if I be a great player, which I probably won't, but if I do, like, some 60 or 70k, which I probably won't, but if I do, I would talk about it. Like, I would mention it. But if I beat some random person, which I do every day, I don't talk about it. Like, and if you mention that player, that good player, that player should be flattered, because, like, honestly, it's a compliment. Might not make sense, but yeah. So, also, I think Hyra's a hypocrite because he says Crying Man uploads a video about the time he beat him 1 out of 8 times. Like, he's, yeah. Yeah, also, I think Hyra's a hypocrite because he showed the other 7 times, like, I think, like, I watched the video and Crying Man, first of all, they didn't even play that many times, and second of all, Crying Man was dominating him, and, Crying Man, I mean, Hyra shows the parts where he won, so I honestly think Hyra's a hypocrite. But yeah, so also, he goes on to complain that he doesn't have a creator code. And I think I have a pretty good theory behind this. So, if you've seen some of Hyra's videos, he says some bad words. He says a few curse words pretty consistently. Like, that's not kind of a family-friendly thing to do. So, like, let's say I got a creator code. That would make sense because I don't say bad words. I don't, like, hate on people. I don't do stuff that would make people want to turn off. I mean, if you're in, I don't know, honestly, but, like, it's hard to explain, but if you're going saying bad words, you're not gonna, Supercell's not gonna be impressed with you. They're not gonna wanna, tell people about your, like, about your videos. Like, they're not gonna support that. So, yeah, honestly, I think this Haira just is honestly not a very person. This is not a person that you can like after seeing this video. So yeah. So also, he says North American players don't like him. Get this, because he's Muslim. Like, frankly, no one cares that he's Muslim, and I didn't even know this, that he was Muslim. So, honestly, if you're Muslim, that's good for you. Honestly, good that you're worshiping God, and it doesn't have anything to do with it. Like, before this, I didn't even know he was Muslim. I've never hated on him. I've never even commented on one of his videos. So, I don't think him being Muslim has anything to do with this. And this is also one of the reasons why I'm really not liking Haira. He just assumes that everyone is not liking him because he's Muslim. So, and also, I think this kind of sends the wrong message. Like, McD's Connor said this, and I think I really agree with him on this. He says, let's say some little kid that's like 10 or 12 years old is watching his video, and he sees, and the kid's Muslim, right? So, accidentally shot my Orbeez gun. I have an Orbeez gun. Sorry about that. But, say the kid watches that, and, they see that Haira thinks everyone's being toxic to him because he's Muslim. And that kid who's Muslim thinks that everyone now hates him because he's Muslim. That's just sending the wrong message, and, honestly, good call on Haira's part to delete that video that he posted. I was lucky enough to see the video from Haira's channel when it was out. I was watching YouTube and it came out. I was actually one of the first people to watch it. But honestly, that just does not send the right message. And this is not great for Haira. But I think it was a good call for him to delete that video. But yeah, so he also says that Crying Man needs him to get content. So, honestly, like, Crying Man is a great player, and he does not depend on other people to get content. Like, he does daily video, basically, like, if you average it out, he uploads daily. And I honestly think that Crying Man is a better content creator and player. So, I looked on, like, a YouTube stats website, I'm not sure what it's called. But, yeah, so I looked on the website, and it said Crying Man gets 10 million views in a month, which is insane. Like, that is just mind-blowing how many views he gets. And props to Haira. He also gets a lot, 4 million, but that's not even half as much as Crying Man. So, honestly, I think Crying Man is doing much better than Haira, and he's clearly not jealous of Haira. So, I think Crying Man would be in a better position if he never even did anything with Haira. But honestly, Haira, just lay down and don't even do anything. But now I'm looking on Twitter, and I'm looking at Crying Man's reply to all of this. So I'm just going to read this off, just cranking through it, powering through really quick. So, start at the top. He says, "Hey, so Haira posted a video about me, so let's briefly talk about it and move on. So he has been mad about me because I post a game in one of my videos beating Haira. I apologize him if he feel mad about this." Then thumbs up emoji. "Personally, I don't care if someone posts beating me, but they, some people can be mad, so I apologize. He also did a collab with me a few times, so yeah, I respect all of his grind." So, Haira respects this guy, even though he's cursing at him and saying that he's toxic. But yeah, so now it's I'm quoting the Twitter post here. So he says, "Now let's talk about what he talked about me in the rest of the video. One, Crying Man said Haira is toxic and laughing about him." And then he replies saying, "I never said he's toxic in the video, lol. I have no clue. So I am with Haira, Crying Man. I look through YouTube and like, I couldn't find anything. So, yeah. Two, he said a crying man never speaks about Hira. Honestly, no idea what he's talking about. I made a few videos about him, about world record, and that whole video literally speaks about him. Like I said, he made a video about him, spotlighting him, completely shouting out Hira for the whole video. Like, how much more can you ask for, honestly? And then three, when I beat him 7 out of 8 times. Again, I respect his grind, but everything, but what, lol. He didn't even face me that many times, and it didn't even beat me many times, so another lie. So now, Hira's a liar, because I respect crying men, and I don't feel like he would lie. He seems like a pretty nice guy, just from the cover of, just on the cover of the, on the outside. So I don't know this guy, either of these guys, but I just feel like, crying man is in a more defensive and good position. But yeah, so, four, crying man asked me to draw for his 1v1 video. This dude asked me if we want to draw first. I'm not sure what that means, but probably is not good for Hira. And then five, Americans hate him because he's Muslim. I have no idea, bruh. Why would people hate him because he's Muslim? There's nothing to do with the religion here. So people hate him because he's toxic and trash talk about my content. But hey, everyone has their own opinion. So this higher guy thinks everyone is toxic to him because he's Muslim. So not many people are racist. And if people are being racist to you, too bad for them. That's mean. Don't be racist ever. But yeah, so honestly, just back off, Hira. But yeah, so to end off this post, he says, but anyways, you always need to listen to both sides before trash talking. Good try about him, but he just exposed himself. He's toxic, calling me cringe. And then, bad word, but yeah. He didn't even, like, spell the whole bad word. And then the crying emoji, like, the laughing and crying emoji. So, honestly, I think that's about it for this video. Honestly, I think Hira does not deserve a creator code, and I don't think he should ever be saying that he deserves one, because he doesn't. So yeah, you could be on Hira's side, and you could just be completely flabbergasted by what I'm saying, but I'm sorry if I offended anyone in this video, but I just felt like I kind of needed to come out with this. So from my point of view on this video, but yeah, honestly, yeah, answer the question, which side are you on, Hira or Crying Man, and I'm kind of interested to see what their replies are. So, yeah, enough for the announcements. We did get a new 5-star review, so I'll read that off. It's actually pretty funny. All right, let's skip to that. Okay, so it's the next day, and I have to go to school in the morning, so I'm really going to try to finish this up quickly, but, yeah, I don't know if I'll be able to do it quick enough before school starts, so I'm just going to try to power through this. Okay, so for the, episode 31, I asked, what is the most fun brawler in your opinion? And then Dikola replied, probably Stu and BB. And then Yo Baba Slob said, personally, I think it's either Dynamite or Mortis. So yeah, all these are really high skill cap, but they're so fun to play. So yeah, I agree with you. So yeah, thank you, Dekla and Yo Bob the Sob for replies. By the way, Dekla's from Mortis Brawl. I've been doing a lot of challenges with him. So yeah, that's fun. But yeah, so I asked, how'd you do in the duo showdown challenge? And Dekla said, we did terrible in the third stage. Yeah, oh my gosh, that was bad. So a little bit of the duo showdown challenge. I ended up winning it with randoms, but we used up all our losses with just playing with each other, because we neither of us are really playing to the best of our ability, and we kept getting pinched, and we didn't really have a way to get out. So he didn't have enough gems to buy in, but I did, so I just played with randoms, and I finished it out. I went 4-0, but yeah. So, thank you, Dekla, again, for the reply. And then I asked, did you win the solo showdown challenge? And then Link says, I won the challenge. It was pretty easy, and also I just got 25,000 trophies. Wow, that's a pretty good accomplishment. That means you're halfway through the trophy road, which is really good. So I'm getting there soon, but season reset was just today, and I lost almost 1,000 trophies, so bummer. But yeah, I asked, who do you think is the worst sprawlers right now? And then Decolette says, Nita, she deals no damage and has no range, and her bear dies way too easily. Yeah, I think she was in my honorable mentions. I might have forgot to say the honorable mentions, but she would definitely be in there. She's very weak. But yeah, Link says it's probably Jackie because she is just bad. And also, I think you rated Shelly a bit low because she's actually really good if you play her well, and I can almost always win with her in a 1v1. Yeah, that is true because there are some maps that really favor her in 3v3s. But yeah, so I might have underrated her a little bit, but I still think she's pretty bad. So yeah, thank you Declan and Link again for replies. I'm not getting that many replies from anyone else, but these two, Declan and Link, reply a lot. Thank you. So I asked, which skin idea do you like the most? Then Declan said playmaker Mortis. So yeah, I think he's a Mortis main, obviously because of the name of his podcast, but yeah, that's cool. I think that's a pretty good idea. Yeah, so Link says, I don't really know what they are, all pretty good, and I actually don't have a hive of bees. I don't really know they're all pretty good. Oh, yeah. And I actually have a hive of bees, so I like the Gale skin a lot. I'm also biased because Gale's my favorite brawler. So, yeah, if you listened to the episode I did with Link, his favorite brawler was Gale. So, also, yeah, I think Trey did a good job coming up with that skin idea. So, yeah, and then I asked, I think I might have already shouted these ones out, but I'll just do it again. And then I asked, what is your favorite bull skin? And then Declet says, Space Ox Bull. Christian says, Barbarian Bull. Miles R says, I like Barbarian Bull. And then Link says, mine is probably the one where he is half horse, half man, but I don't care too much because I don't like bull that much because I am bad with bull. I think that's like the bull main skin, the one that just came out. Or it could also be like the B-800, but that's half man, half robot, so yeah. And then Matthew says, B-800 from Season 9 or Barbarian King Bull. So yeah, thank you everyone for replying. If you reply, I will shout it out. Probably in 3 or 4 episodes, I will do another one of these because I don't really think it's worth shouting them out, like, every single episode because it's, like, the quickest segment ever. But yeah, so as far as announcements, really, the hardest challenge is coming out pretty soon, and it's like, okay, so let me explain this to you. So for there's 15 stages, and you get a spray for winning each stage, kind of like Silver League. You get like a Silver League spray, and then once you get out of the Silver League, you get to Gold League, and then you get the Gold League spray, and then you get to Diamond, and then you need to get the Diamond League spray, and then so on until you get to Masters. Until you get the Master Spray. So I really want the Master Spray because it looks sick. But I don't know if I'll be able to get all 15 wins. So we'll see about it. But yeah. So, yeah. Trophy reset was today. I think I got like 2 or 3,000 star points. Trey's actually right here. Do you want to help me finish out the episode, Trey?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. I think that's about it. So, also, if you might have noticed, I'm kind of doing a more relaxed style. I'm being like, hello and welcome back to the Forever Raw podcast. I'm your host, Jordan. I'm not doing like, welcome to the 31st episode of the Forever Raw podcast. It's just kind of more relaxed. And I'm not going to like do music in between the announcements and the outro. So I'm just going to cut right to that. Okay. So hopefully you guys enjoyed listening. If you want to support me, you can leave a 5-star review or you can also, and yeah, if you leave a 5-star review, you will get shouted out. And actually, I think we do have a new 5-star review, so I will shout that one out right now. Let me just find it. One sec. Okay, yeah. So, Lollipop, it's pretty funny. He says, Milan Usk, great pod, very professional, keep up the good work. The episodes have good topics. Intro equals fire. Thank you, Lollipop, for that reply. It was funny, and I really enjoyed reading it. So, Lollipop gets a shout out because he did a 5-star review. So, yeah, shout out to Lollipop, and, yeah, if you want to connect with me, you can answer the Spotify question I ask each time. This day I'll probably ask, like, whose side are you on, Hyra or Crying Man? And then I'm kind of interested to see whose side people are on. But, yeah, I'm on Crying Man's side. Whose side are you on, Trey?
Okay. Hyra's so angry all the time now.
Whose side are you on?
When he did that. Okay, I'm going on Crying Man, too.
Yeah.
He's much more relaxed.
Yeah, he's, like, kind of chill about it, but, like, yeah.
He's a little more chill.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, so you can email me at foreverballpodcast@gmo.com. You can just say whatever. I like getting emails. And if you want to, I could shout you out if you email me, but I've kind of stopped doing that because I'm getting a lot of emails and I don't really know if all of them want to get shouted out. But just tell me if you want to get shouted out in your email, and you will. So, yeah. I think that's about it. Oh, yeah. Also, I'm working on getting a Patreon page. So, once all the bugs are worked out of that, I will get that to you guys. And, there's, like, it's, like, basically a better way to support. I think Eternal Brawl has one. But, yeah. So, if you do the Patreon thing, I'll do a face reveal and a name reveal for me and Trey to whoever donates. So, yeah. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed listening. And I hope you have a good day. Peace.
Peace.